It's March. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of Wild Boulder County.
My goodness, we are on 128 on a snowy day, and there is a herd of 30 or 40 elk off in the field. We were zooming along, and we just pulled over, and there they are.
That's just fantastic. What a beautiful sight. They're all clumped together, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're in a sort of a circle. They're not just looking at us. They're looking all around. Some of them have very white coats, don't they? And others have more brown coats. And I don't know why that is.
It does look like a big, shaggy black stole around their neck. Their necks are shaggy anyway, but this looks particularly beautiful. Let me try to count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. They're in a very close huddle, so they're almost impossible to count. I would guess, though, that there are around 30, maybe more. Oh, let me get my binos out. My goodness, I can count them that way.
About 15 years ago, the City of Boulder Open Space and Mountain Parks Department fenced off a large area of Coal Creek west of Superior and going all the way down to the Jefferson County line. And within about 3 or 4 years after that was done, after that area was protected, both from people and from other disturbances, the elk started moving down all the way from Plainview, and they range all the way down to Superior, and there are about 35 elk in this herd. There's also,
I just finished counting them, and I got exactly 35.
Okay. There's also a bald eagle nest in this area, and we're seeing high numbers of bobcats and other predators. This is now a habitat conservation area on both sides of Coal Creek. Where we are is on the south side between Highway 128 and Coal Creek. So if you drive Highway 128 or Highway 93 in this area, you're likely to see elk maybe once out of every 10 times you come through here. Boy, they look healthy, don't they?
Oh, they sure do.
A beautiful, healthy herd with two or three big bucks, and mostly does. They've already bred. They bred last fall, but they'll be having fawns here in probably May. So elk is a really big success story in Boulder County. When the first European Americans came here, there were elk herds all over the plains. There were 1 to 2 million elk at least on the plains. And of course, they all got wiped out. They were completely wiped out from Boulder County. And then in the 1920s, elk were brought down in railway cars from Grand Teton National Park and released in Rocky Mountain National Park. And that is the genesis of all the elk that we have in Boulder County now. And we have elk on the plains now, both here and up by Rabbit Mountain and also east of Heil Ranch. So it's one thing that we've kind of done right. We've really provided a space for elk.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of The Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County.